There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
3-7.
So far, it's Tuesday, August 4th. Barack Obama's, how old today?
What, 54?
54, I think.
54 today. Wow. I know somebody else who's having a birthday tomorrow, and she's 54.
Oh, happy birthday, she.
She.
No, I don't want to be throwing that kind of information around.
Well, I didn't mention her name.
I know, but still.
No,
I know somebody who's having a birthday today, and he's 21.
Who's that?
Your son.
Reno. Yeah. Good. Happy birthday.
21. Are we going out drinking?
Happy birthday to him.
He made this weekend.
Really?
But you should take him out.
Yeah.
Dad's son drinking.
You got to take him to Vegas.
I would, but he's doing stuff with school and with this opera program. He's gone from dawn till dusk.
Happy birthday to you. Is that how his friends sing happy birthday to
him? If you could see how far my eyes just rolled.
If you're not awake yet.
You're now awake, officially.
Ay-yi-yi.
All right, so Jennifer Horn is here. Ay-yi-yi. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook.com/today, Twitter today. Keep your comments to yourself if it's about my singing. The deadline for qualifying for the debate for the Republicans is 5 o'clock Eastern today.
I feel like we should have Western music.
You know, yeah, so that's when they look at the polls.
They're determining the top
day. So those on the bubble are Governor Kasich of Ohio, Christie of New Jersey, and Rick Perry. They are on the cusp of making
it. He's been surging.
Yeah.
They use 5 polls. They're averaging 5 polls.
They are.
I don't know who's, but...
So, but Richie just said something that most all of you have asked or echoed. Last night, 14 candidates delivered performances at a forum in New Hampshire that was broadcast on C-SPAN that nobody knew anything about. Those of you in New Hampshire listening on the...
spread the word.
Two or three stations.
Yeah, right. Secret.
Yeah, what's
Come
the
on.
Secret? So, anyway, the performances were described by some as uneven. There are a couple of different bits and pieces of sound here, and so as not to be redundant, off and on over the course of the program so far today, we've heard from these various candidates, and I think that we ought to spend a couple minutes. In fairness, I want to make sure everybody gets equal time here. I don't want to look like I'm
so nice.
Favoring. Well, I am. I'm favoring ideas more than people. And
well, let's make this a little fun. Okay, I have an idea.
Okay.
So in the previous hour of the show, we put up Santorum against Scott Walker.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we should take a vote to see who we would pick out of those two. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
So, like, if you play 2 clips of audio, or even 3, then we could pick another candidate.
So you
kind of
want to
do
fantasy football for politics.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. Yes. Yeah. I want a bracket.
It's August Madness.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So, I would cast my vote Walker over Santorum for the last round. Anybody else?
Walker. Say that again?
We just had Walker versus Santorum, so I would like to advance Walker in that one.
You know what I would like to do?
What would you like to do?
I would like to do Fiorina against Christie.
All right, let's go.
Here ready?
Yeah.
Here's Carly Fiorina.
And then get ready to vote. So listen to vote, Kim.
Okay. And then we're going to vote on Facebook. Okay, you ready? Or by email.
Right. I think one of the most difficult decisions you have as a leader is to challenge the status quo. Whatever the status quo is, the status quo in any system, in a business, in a bureaucracy, and especially in Washington, D.C., is powerful because people who have benefited from the status quo want to preserve the status quo. And so when you challenge the status quo, when you say, you know what, this problem has been festering for too long and we're going to finally fix it. Or these folks have been in charge for too long. We've been talking about this for too long. We're going to fix it. The truth is 80% of the American people now think we have a professional political class that is like in the status quo, and we have festering problems. Our budget gets bigger and bigger every year for 40 years.
All right, so that's Carla Fiorina.
Now, let's set up a rule here.
All right.
We're voting strictly on what they say, right?
Correct.
Not who we like.
Because not on who we
like. I would vote for Carly over Chris any day, but we're just judging on what they say.
Right, but that right there was a little bland for me.
It's horrible.
She's got a chance of losing
for the clarification.
Right, exactly. Thank you. All right, here's Chris Christie.
71% of federal spending right now is between entitlements and debt service.
You're going to like Christie better.
When the American people hear that, they understand that what we're doing is we're mortgaging away not only our children's future, but also killing those programs. So we need to tell them the truth. We need to tell them that we're living now much longer and much better quality of life. That's a blessing. So we need to increase the retirement age over a period of time. I've said 2 years over the next 25 years. We need to tell them. We need to say to those folks, if you've done very well in this country, then we need you to not take a Social Security check. Those are things that Americans are willing to hear. The problem is us. We underestimate the American people. They've always risen to challenges, especially challenges that promise them a better future for their children and grandchildren. It's not the American people who are failing the entitlement system. It's the leaders of our country who are failing the American people by not telling them the truth.
All right, Chris Christie, the winner of the Tom Brokaw Award for not being able to pronounce the letter L. Okay.
But he had more substance.
Yes, right.
I
told you he was going to win in that.
All right, Kenny,
did you get a couple?
Yeah.
Who?
No, I was just going to say she sounded more like she was reading.
I
thought everybody was picking two candidates. Jennifer picked her,
We're picking one. We're between those two. It's Christie and Carly.
Right.
Okay, you mean for the next match?
Yeah, I'm advancing Chris.
One more match.
Okay, one more round. Ken, you pick them.
How about John Kasich and Jeb Bush?
Ooh, that'd be a good one. All right. Here is this corner wearing red. Here's John Kasich.
Obviously, the border needs to be secured. There needs to be an expanded guest worker program so people can move in and out and support their family, but do it in a legal way. With the 12 million, we need to find out who they are. If they're law-abiding, God-fearing folks, they're going to have to pay a penalty towards legalization, and they'll have to wait. And I think it's border. It's a reasonable guest worker program. And the ones who are the 12 million, if they violate the law, they're going to have to be deported or put in prison. And I think at the same time, we clearly need to make sure that we can protect who gets in and out of this country. And once we put something into effect like that, anybody who comes in has got to be sent home. No one should be confused about it.
What does that mean?
No,
God-fearing people.
Yeah, that's a veteran.
Okay,
so anybody who hates God doesn't have to pay taxes?
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, Kasich, I like him, but that was a bad... Everything he said there was pretty disturbing.
Well, even if you like it, it distracts you from what his message was. Here's Bush in the other corner wearing blue, Doug.
This is a war against Western civilization. These are ISIS. Barbarians. As ISIS stays totally in a caliphate, literally the size of Indiana, in two countries, doing nothing gives them the chance to be able to send tweets out, 100,000 a day apparently, to recruit people here in our own country. And so we have a security threat that is real, and that we need to do what we should be doing, which is a strategy to take them out.
Bush.
I'm bushing it. I can't believe I'm saying it. I'm bushing it. Everybody else agree?
Well, there was not much.
You'd have told me 10 minutes ago I'd have picked Bush and Christie.
But that just shows you those are the very polished. I mean, Kasich's polished, but that answer was just...
Message awful.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. 16 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. In a moment, the focus on what the Senate is doing about Planned Parenthood. 17 million people around the world will die this year because they have cardiovascular disease brought about by high blood pressure. If you have high blood pressure, you should be calling this number this instant. 800-655-4183. Why would you call that number? Because at the other end of the phone, someone will call you and ask you if you would like to order Super Beats. And you can say, yep, I've heard Doug Steffen talking about Super Beats for months now. I know he and his staff are on it. I know that they've repeated their message every day very solidly as to how great the product is, great benefits. It's honestly like drinking a glass of life. That's what Super Beats. Take the Super Beats canister, open it up, put a teaspoon of Super Beats in a glass of water, drink it. And it does amazing things every day for your body. Get to the blood pushing, I mean, really pushing through your system, to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. Every part of your body is better because you're taking Super Beats. And there are a couple of other things that are going on that are kind of ancillary to this. When you call that number, 800-655-4183, ask them about Neo 40. Neo 40 is the direct application of the Super Beats product, only it's instantaneous. Put it in your mouth, chew it up, goes into your system like that. And then you have abundant benefit. So there, and then, by the way, when you call that number, 800-655-4183, ask them to send you those nitric oxide indicator strips. Jennifer's been good at describing how she's used them to find out how much nitric oxide you got in your system, because it's so critical for cardiovascular health. If you don't have high blood pressure, you won't have a stroke. You won't have other diseases that are tantamount to death for most people. And that's really, this is the secret to life. As you know, maybe that's too simplistic, but that's what it is. 800-655-4183. It's all about life. Go to DougLikesBeats.com. Get a 30-day supply of Super Beats, whether it's the regular or the black cherry. That's kind of cool. There is a money-back guarantee that goes with all the Super Beat products. You get a free book called Beat the Odds with your first order. So it's a great way for you to make sure your blood pressure, if it's too high, gets down to where it's supposed to be. And if it's where it's supposed to be, it stays there, gets blood to every part of your body, tastes good, works wonderfully. Well, what else do you want? This is it. 800-655-4183. Some people might push and say it's sort of like the fountain of youth. Well, again, the dangers of stroke and cardiovascular disease are so strong that this opportunity to get in on taking this product now while it's new and fresh is it just makes all the sense in the world. 800-655-4183 or visit DougLikesBeats.com.
How much longer until the KIDSs are back in SCHOOL?
Just a few more weeks. But you know what you can do now?
What? I'll do anything.
Take them to Kmart and Sears for back-to-school items like backpacks, supplies, and apparel. That way, when school starts, they'll be ready to go. They're even giving away surprise points that we can use online or in-store until August 5th. But don't wait that long. Go now!
Oh, okay. Keys.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Our poll today at DougStefan.com focuses on the first GOP debate. Are you going to watch it? Yes, I can. No, I can't. I don't care. I doubt it. Yada, yada. Make a choice at DougStefan.com.
Did you know? know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Wonder contest. This group had one number one song, and this is it. Take My Breath Away. Who is this? 888-302-3684. Crank it up, Richie.
How do you great listen to this and not think of Tom Cruise on the motorcycle?
I know. Yeah.
You don't.
If you don't, you're broken.
Pretty much.
My Breath Away. So if you can figure out who this is, we'll give you a sample pack of Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray products that you will not like but love having in your home.
Can I tell you something about Cedarside real quick?
Yes, Rich, you certainly can.
I ran out and I've ordered more.
Yeah.
So I had to use the regular bug spray.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to die coughing from that cloud of whatever is in that stuff.
And the stuff that you sprayed on them, the bugs just spit back in your face because it didn't work?
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. It's just the fumes from the regular bug sprays. And after using Cedarside, I hate it even more.
Awful. Terrible. All right.
Cedarside smells good. You just rub a little bit on it.
All right. So who is this? Band formed in 1978 by members John Crawford, Terry Nunn, David Diamond, Rick Olson, Matt Reed, and Rod Leonard. The group had no ties to the country. Maybe that give this away makes it easier.
It's a hint.
888-302-3604. What? 3684. I better try that. This was number one during this week in 1986. All right. Did that help you out a little bit? What are we getting for answers? Yeah, coming up. All right. So let's see. What do we know about these people? Terry Nunn temporarily left the band to pursue an acting career. Auditioned for the role of Princess Leia in Star Wars.
Really?
Yep. Went back to the band in 1980. Remember, it was formed in 78. Lead vocal on their only number one hit. That's this. She's the voice we're listening to in this group. Take My Breath Away from the movie Top Gun became their first and only number one song. It was not only a big hit here, but all around the world, a smash hit. Sold millions and millions of copies. They had one other pop hit. hit, No More Words, but it never did anything. Didn't even get into the top 20 in this country. They disbanded in 1987 because of lack of record sales and disagreements among the group. They then reunited in 1997, mostly a new lineup of members, and they are continuing to tour and release new music. Last album came out a couple of years ago. So who is this, please? 888-302-3684. I find this to be quite an appealing song. The message, the haunting sound of her voice, I don't know, whatever it is.
She looks like Deborah Harry.
She does a bit, yes. You're right about that, isn't she? Yeah. And doesn't sound, her voice is a little higher than Deborah Harry.
Oh, man, she doesn't sound like her, but she looks like her a good bit.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's see here. I have lots of choices. I think I'll talk to Jeff, who's in Eugene, Oregon, KUGN. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, Doug.
How's things with what?
Yes. Everything's good.
Everything's good? How's Stormy doing? Is she all right?
Yeah, she's doing wonderful.
Good, okay.
Good.
All right. So, under the circumstances, this would be fairly easy, even if you didn't know who it was. You could put two and two together. Would you, think you sound like you have the confidence in your voice, so who is this?
This is Berlin.
Berlin, nice. That is correct. So what was going on in your life during the summer of 86?
Let's see, I just got out of high school and just loving the 80s music.
Yeah.
And, of course, Top Gun.
Top Gun was a good movie. It was
great,
a fun movie.
Yeah.
Isn't there some talk awesome. About it being revived or having some kind of a sequel or something to this?
He could still do it.
Yeah, of course he could. They could all do it.
Yeah.
Kevin Bacon could do it. What's his face? Val Kilmer. He could do it. All these people.
Except for Tom Skerritt.
Well, he's still around.
Oh, yeah, he is. Yeah.
Pull it off. All right, my friend. Hold on a second. We'll take good care of you.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Kitty condos? No, I'm not crazy. Your kitty deserves one. You know, you heard me talk many, many times about cardboard boxes to keep our cat's mind mentally stimulated. Well, take the use of those cardboard boxes one step further. Actually build a kitty condo or even a duplex apartment. Place together several strong cardboard boxes, cutting out a few holes in each. Your cat can climb in and out and around her new co-op. Don't be afraid to be a little creative, particularly if you want to save money. Save your old carpet remnants and get friendly with a local carpet distributor or installer. Grab those odd-sized leftover small pieces that get thrown out, glue them to the sides of the boxes, and voila, a cheap instant scratching post. What's best about these do-it-yourself posts, because they cost you nothing but 5 minutes of labor, you can change them all the time, keeping Kitty on her toes, literally. Also, I recommend you take the carpet and put the nappy side or the rough side out. It'll keep those nails in good shape at the same time. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold!
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding!
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at Plenty with an I.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What are you laughing at?
I won't quote you on what you just said.
Oh, thank you.
I will. And it's been my last day here on the show.
Yeah, right.
Later.
You look at what's going on around the world, and every now and then you just got to think to yourself, there's some crazy people out there,
yeah,
man.
There are. There's always a slip of the tongue, there's a slip of the fork, there's a slip of the knife. It's 33 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. I thought Roberta was supposed to be around here somewhere. At some point in time, we may even dust her off. Kenny Kessler is on the social media side of things. I'm guessing that the Planned Parenthood thing and what the Senate is doing... Well, actually, the Senate is doing two things today. Senate is considering a cybersecurity bill that would make it easier for companies to share information about cyber threats with the government. A lot of companies say they are concerned about how the government will use that information. Also, in the House of the Senators, there was a bill that was supposed to cut off federal funding for Planned Parenthood, which is A-OK with me, but didn't get enough support to make it through. Here's my take on this. And there are so many controversies that are wrapped around this. The disgusting videos, the Petri dishes, what do they do with the body parts, all that stuff. That's in and of itself perhaps enough to look at not at all that Planned Parenthood does, because they do a lot of good things. But what it does is overwhelm the good things. These people have distinctly and perhaps forevermore disturbed the base at Planned Parenthood so that whatever good they do is washed away by this kind of crap.
Well, and it's just illegal to sell body parts and tissues.
Well,
I mean,
but they're not. The videos,
but
are,
overdone.
The videos have been edited. They don't sell
There's
body
like
parts.
15 of the videos, Ken. Yeah. I mean, how do you explain someone talking about it?
They've all been edited, and what she said was that the costs that they get are for transportation of any of this donated tissue to wherever the research facility.
But even
are.
That is illegal to
okay.
transport.
No, it's not.
Can
no,
we,
it's not.
Can we have at this point? There's going to be there's not going to be agreement on
nobody's going to agree
that
on
sort
this.
Of stuff.
Right,
I have the answer to the problem. You ready? You
okay.
want to hear my answer
sure.
to the problem?
Love
this,
the
is,
answer.
This is consistent with what I have said for years and years and years. The government of the United States of America, through your tax dollars, has absolutely no business funding any organization like Planned Parenthood or any other 501c3
Don't
charity.
Donate for charity
you
for me.
You do not take my money and yep. use it. I was sort of looking at Donald Trump yesterday, and for this reason alone, I like him, regardless of what he's saying and how he's saying it. He says, I fight like hell to pay as little as possible in taxes for two reasons. Number one, I'm a businessman, and that's the way you're supposed to do it. Okay, yes, I agree with that, too. This was on Face the Nation, by the way, on Sunday, if you didn't see it. The other reason is that I don't like the way our government spends our tax dollars. They waste the money, and they abuse the trust, and in fact, they use money for things like this, that is completely, not a little, completely irregular, intolerable, inappropriate. There is no way, and I don't even know how this started. Maybe you can do some research, Kenny or Richard Jenner, go back and find out who was president at the time when a bill was first signed to support some 501c3. And maybe there was justification then, but it has grown like a mushroom so that every Tom, Dick, and Harry senator and congressman that have a special cause or somebody gets to them from some group organization, they got to have. I remember somebody telling me who was a lobbyist, and this was about 4 years ago when I was looking for a way to get help from this guy. It was actually from a private endowment fund that I was looking for money to help support the farm. And his answer to the problem was, or what he said to me at lunch, I'll never forget this. We were sitting at lunch, there were four of us there, and they all were politicians. He said, if this had been before scrutiny, we could have just tagged this on to some bill somewhere, and that would have been the end of it. And he was, like, with a straight face, he said that. I remember Ted Kennedy, I remember this vividly, this was probably 20, 30 years ago, when there was some need for something on the Cape. There was some problem and it needed $24 million, and he just stuck that $24 million bill on the back of some bill at 4 o'clock in the morning, and it got passed, and whoever needed the $24 million got the $24 million. That's the way they used to do it. Now, still, these 501c3 nonprofits are getting support willy-nilly, and it just is wrong. It's the same as the stuff that's going to help some of the big corporations that have a lot of money and they give it to the government. There are so many abuses, but this is damnable. To spend money for a 501c3 that has its own ability. Just as I've spoken here, I got an email from GoFundMe. Do you know what GoFundMe is?
Yeah.
GoFundMe is a...
what Planned Parenthood should be using.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
What they should
exactly. Use. GoFundMe has raised $125 billion for various causes since it went into existence 4 or 5 years ago, including the rescue efforts for those lost boys that went out to sea.
Yeah.
Through GoFundMe, they've raised $500,000 to try to find these kids. That's appropriate. I'm going through a list of the things that have been 146,000 raised for a kid who got hurt in some circumstance, $100,000 to help a kid who's got cancer. All of this sort of thing is appropriate, and this is a great place to raise the money. It ought not to be. Somebody, I don't know why this hasn't been taken to the Supreme Court. They have no constitutional authority to take money from you and from me and give it to Planned Parenthood. They have none. Zero. So how do they get away with it at this point? How has this been supported the way that it is?
And there are 29 different 501Cs. 29.
You mean different types of
right.
charities?
Yeah. No, 501C from 501C1 all the way to 29 different depending on...
Categories.
Yeah, and yes. It's growing all the time.
Yeah, right, yeah. And do we know how many of these nonprofits have gotten government support? Do we have any number or any way of knowing what that number is?
I don't see that, but...
See, that's a campaign.
I tried looking too, and I couldn't find anything. And I can't also. Yeah. I wasn't able to find just with a quick Google who the first president was and started.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah. All right. Here's Paul in
Probably
California.
On purpose.
Paul, you're on a farm. What's going on?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. On your discussion here on the 501c3s, there's also another inherent problem with these .orgs today. We're going through a legal battle right now in the courts, and I'm not going to elaborate on that. However,
we is who? Do you have a farm that has a 501c3?
No. My wife and I do not have a 501c3. We're going through a court battle, and because of these organizations, they put out these lobbyists and make it to where when you go through court, this is actually an animal-related incident.
Yeah.
And because of these lobbyists. That are getting like free money, they can afford to go out and intimidate the judges here locally to go after people because you don't put, you know, tags on your dogs. You know, I don't want to elaborate on what we're going through, but that's just one of the things that we're having a problem with. And, you know, inoculations and stuff.
Okay.
But they lobby too much.
To put it in perspective, Paul, is a PETA-type organization that's affecting whatever it is that you're doing. PETA
Correct.
May be the largest of that sort of group. But, yes, they are a 501c3 or a C-something. I'm pretty sure it's a C3. And
Correct.
They
Correct.
Use their influence and their ability to raise money. What many of these, the same thing is true for the Susan G. Komen Foundation. I mean, you can find dozens of these. I picked these two because they're the most blatant in-your-face organizations that get government support, and they ought not. They ought not to have. They go to Congress, and they lobby the same as anybody from K Street lobbies for anything.
And it's ridiculous because there's too much influence on our judicial system to manage this because it's all about, oh, well, I'm going to feel real bad, you know, because I have a dog, too.
Yeah.
Screw you. Do what the law says. Observe the Constitution, for God's sake.
All right, well.
I like you.
You want a job?
I know. I like Paul.
No, but you know what? He's right. There's too much of this stuff. I gave you a couple of examples. There are hundreds, if not thousands. That may be an exaggeration, but I know there are hundreds of 501c3s that get government support, whether it's federal, state, local, and it is not appropriate.
And, you know, when you boil it down to that, when you boil it down to just the common sense stuff, you remove the politics
right.
from it.
Take the politics out of it.
I mean, Ken and I could
right.
debate all day long about Planned Parenthood and, you know, the morality behind whatever we've seen in the videos and all of that good stuff. We could debate about that. But when you take it down to our tax dollars being spent, that's what a candidate needs to be doing. And maybe that is Donald Trump. Maybe that's, who knows who it is. Maybe that person needs to be seen. But that's what you need in a future presidential candidate who starts pulling the emotion out and just says, look, here's what the
bottom line
is. Yeah.
Put a pencil to it.
It's very frustrating.
Stuff that everybody can agree with.
So
1954.
So Eisenhower. What was the, what was it? Do you remember?
The
it
Revenue say? Act of 1954.
And what did it support?
501c for exempt organizations. Limits on political activities.
Huh. Well, there's an interesting... Now, what a conundrum that is. Think about that for a second. A 501c3 that's aim is to limit what all these 501c3s are doing now, and that's get access to the government, lobby the government, and get money out of them.
It's, now, was that the first 501c3, or was that the first,
one to get government funding? No, it was the first 501c3. Is that right, Kenny? It was the first one to get government funding.
It was the establishment of the section 501c
in the
tax
code. So that was
the
first one.
Ah, okay. And Eisenhower is my favorite president of all time.
Not anymore.
Oh, by the way, there's a fascinating, and I think it came from Newsmax. Don't let that give it credibility or not credibility, depending on where you're coming from. Just a fascinating read, comparing Reagan to Trump. If you haven't seen it.
How'd he do?
Pretty well, actually, in the comparison. There are some very stark
sort of
similarities. Well, I'm not in his presidency. Reagan was a consensus builder. He wasn't a bomb thrower.
Right.
But in terms of the ideas, it's pretty obvious.
Reagan was smooth and very likable.
Yeah, very
Trump is just you. Like me or you don't, I don't care.
But it's clear that Christopher Ruddy has a thing for Trump. If you know, I mean, that's what Newsmax is going to blow the horn for whoever it is that they think they can get to the top of the pile. And so I just thought it was interesting.
Got a large following.
Yeah, they do have a large following. Yeah. I mean, they're very simplistic in the way they handle things and boil all this stuff down. And it's very.
No, I mean, it's easy to see where they're coming from.
So pat.
Right. Yeah,
but
I mean,
at any rate,
they don't care about that.
But separately, no, of course, they have their constituency, like a lot of other people doing the same sort of thing, whether it's on the radio or television or doing a magazine. But it just is very interesting to think about putting where it came from aside, putting Trump next to Reagan and seeing what comes out. It's quite interesting. 888-302-3684. You know how to email all of us. Just use our first name at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. It is 13 before the hour on Good Day, 47 after.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. It's almost time for back to school, and technology has become a must-have. Digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with companies to gear up today's students. Mario, what are your top back to school picks?
Check out the Dell Laptop Bundle that's happening at Office Depot and Office Max stores or online at officedepot.com/school. 15-inch touchscreen, AMD A8 processor, 6 gigs of memory, a terabyte of hard drive space, and includes Microsoft Office 365, McAfee Internet Security, and a Microsoft wireless mouse. The bundle is only $399. That's a $330 savings. For an affordable smartphone with no lengthy contracts, the Idol 3 from Alcatel OneTouch comes unlocked and loaded with a 5.5-inch full HD display with Technicolor enhanced technology, dual front-facing speakers with JBL audio, a 13-megapixel main camera, and an 8-megapixel wide-angle front camera, all for under $250. The new sets from Lego Technic. It will keep children entertained while providing hands-on and minds-on experience during downtime. For example, the new Fireplane, which has authentic details featuring a 3-blade spinning propeller, a 2-cylinder engine with moving pistons, and a joystick as well. Find these at shop.lego.com for under $50. Then there's Dash and Dot, the award-winning programmable robots using free apps on iPads and Android tablets that teach kids how to code. Their newest version of the Blockly app is packed with puzzles and games. Your child is learning coding, problem solving, and critical life skills while they're having fun.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, visit killerapps.tv.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I have to get my kids ready for back to school.
Staples has tons of deals, like one subject notebooks for just 25 cents. So they'll be 110% ready.
Wait a minute. That's 10% more ready than 100% ready.
That's right.
Yeah, I was a math major. I could tell.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, Lexar S50 16-gigabyte flash drives are just $6.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/8/15.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Time now for our daily television update with Jennifer Horn, focused hopefully soon, finally, for the end of the Jon Stewart Daily Show. I'm getting a little tired of all of
this. Yeah, you're so funny. During the break, I was like, I'm so tired of this Daily Show. Well, you know what? We won't have to worry about it. You know, yeah,
well, you're going to have to worry about the show.
Take a little break, and then
as soon as this new show comes on with this new guy, it'll be gonzo.
It'll be a tough one.
Trevor Noah. Come on.
All right, so Jon Stewart's final Daily Show is set for this Thursday. The episode is going to run 20 minutes longer than normal, give or take a few minutes. And it'll be his last time at the desk. Now, Larry Wilmore's The Nightly Show, which airs after The Daily Show, has been put on ice for just the day to give Jon Stewart some time to sign off. No word on who the guests are, but you can bet there'll be a lot of celebrities that'll stop by and pay their respects as Jon Stewart signs off. Trevor Noah, as you mentioned, Dougie, will take over The Daily Show on September 28th. He's a South African comedian that is probably not very funny. But
where are millennials going to get their news from now?
Yeah,
good question. It's a good question.
How are they going to know what to think?
Here's an answer. Read a newspaper, stupid.
A newspaper? What's that thing? Is that thing I let my dog pee on?
Yes, that's the thing.
All right, next story in a moment. Stand by for more on the Game of Thrones next year on Good Day.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
All right, so the Game of Thrones, once again in the news. Man, this show is so popular. I must be completely out to lunch.
I'm out to lunch with you. I've never seen an episode, but you know, at some point I'll get there. They've added another face to the cast, and it's someone that you've already seen. It's veteran actor Max von Sydow, who signed on with the show to play the Three-Eyed Raven. Apparently, that is the Twiggy-looking guide for Bran Stark, and we've seen him before in the season 4 finale, and I have no idea what that sentence means.
Yesterday, we were talking about Ian McShane being added to the cast. It's just a very, very, very popular and award-winning show. It's so violent, it's way beyond me and anything that I'm interested in.
Can we talk about Castle? Because I'm very excited that Castle's coming back, because you know it wasn't going to.
Really?
The two stars, Nathan Fillion and Sonya Kotick's contract, both of their contracts were up at the end of the year. Now, Nathan Fillion signed on pretty quickly to do more Castle, but Sonya Kotick was like, I don't really know. Apparently, they were in a romantic relationship together, and then they broke up. She just got married and had a baby, which she is so thin, we didn't even know she was pregnant on the show. And so,
They had a real life.
They had a real life thing. And so she didn't know if she wanted to continue. Well, apparently, she decided at the very last minute that she'd like to continue and do some more of the show. So they left it where you could just walk away at the end of last season. But Castle is coming back. It's a two-part premiere. It starts September 21st, and they're bringing back one of their very good baddies, William Bracken. He's the senator that had been involved with Kate Beckett's mother's murder. Well, he's coming back to the show. The actor's name is Jack Coleman. He's also on Heroes, so he's going to be a busy guy this fall, because the reboot for that show circles around him and starts in the fall as well.
Really? Did you see that the winning lottery number? We have the story at DougStefan.com. The winning lottery number in Serbia was shown on television before the number was drawn.
Yeah, whoops.
How did that happen?
Well, I think this could happen here. It could happen anywhere where they use those machines. Right, Kenny, when you say this sort of thing? There were a lot of corruption allegations. Lottery officials said it was a technical mistake.
Right.
Yeah. I find that hard to believe. I think these things are all cooked up anyway. I think that it's all a big ruse.
Yep.
That they pick where the winner is going to be. They pick. They're always in areas that are never around.
They've proven
major.
It's a ruse. Yeah. I remember when they were. They proved that they had the ping pong balls weighed more.
Yeah.
So that they would fall down the troop.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. So anyway, that story at DougStefan.com. Oh, a lot of other great intelligent things for your thinking and dancing pleasure. 59 after on Good.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866- 866-257-3105. 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.